From the Latino USA News Desk, I'm Mincho Jacob. This week, the Democrat-led Congress reconvened in Washington for a lame duck session before Republicans take over leadership of the House of Representatives in January. Democrats had been expected to push for the passage of a number of stalled measures in the coming weeks, but Republicans have pledged to block all legislation unless Bush-era tax cuts are extended. If the parties can come to an agreement, one of the first pieces of legislation to come up for a vote will likely be the DREAM Act, which would provide a path to citizenship for undocumented students and members of the military. Texas Democrat Charles Gonzalez believes that now is the time for pushing the legislation.
I believe it is imperative that the vote come up. Whether it passes or not, I cannot guarantee that, but I think our chances are never going to be better than they are today, so we should take that vote this year. I'm hoping that it does pass. If you look at the DREAM Act, it really is just a sliver. It's an important component of comprehensive immigration reform, but it really is just the beginning of what has to be something that is far more reaching to really deal with a broken immigration system. I think it's going to be more difficult next year with the Republican majority in the House. So let's do this now while we have people that might be amenable to what is a realistic approach to what happened with these children that were brought over by their parents without, you know, their volition, without any affirmative act on their own, and now they're being penalized.
The undocumented youth who have been at the heart of the student-led movement to keep the legislation alive have been stepping up their efforts in recent weeks. DREAM activists across the country encouraged supporters to call their representatives, while some took more drastic measures. In San Antonio, DREAM activists have been on a hunger strike for 3 weeks. On Monday, 16 students and community supporters were arrested for staging a sit-in at the San Antonio offices of Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison. Pamela Resendiz is an undocumented student at the University of Texas at San Antonio. Despite having a brief meeting with the senator, Pamela says strikers wanted more.
What we were expecting of a dialogue to occur did not happen, and she just wanted to get rid of the hunger strike to make us stop. We stated that we were going to stay here till Senator Hutchison continued the dialogue and actually talk to us, but she said no. So she sent in the cops to arrest us. Professors got arrested. Students got arrested. Community leaders got arrested. We had Reverend Lorenza get arrested, and she's choosing to stay in jail till the DREAM Act passes.
The DREAM Act could come up for a vote early next week if the congressional impasse is resolved. But despite widespread support, some Latino activists are cautioning that the current version of the bill will be bad for the community. Camilo Mejia is an immigrant originally from Nicaragua. He spent 7 years in the U.S. military and served a tour of duty in Iraq in 2003. After serving there for more than 7 months, Camilo applied for conscientious objector status, and he refused to return to the war while on a furlough. Camilo Mejia was one of the first U.S. soldiers who served in Iraq, convicted for desertion, and sentenced to a year in prison. He has since been a vocal critic of the war and has also come out opposed to the military provisions of the DREAM Act.
I don't necessarily oppose the DREAM Act. I oppose the new version of it because not only does it take out the community service option, but it makes it very unfair for young undocumented students to be easily funneled into the military as opposed to be able to go get a college education. A study was done which basically shows that the percentage of people who will be benefited under the DREAM Act of a pool of about 65,000 undocumented youth who would fall under this umbrella, only about between 5 and 10% would actually end up going to college. Everybody else either would have to remain undocumented or join the military. How many of the kids who support the DREAM Act actually support the DREAM Act because they actually want to go fight in Iraq or Afghanistan, which is exactly what they're going to end up doing if they join the military?
But Congressman Charles Gonzalez contends that without the military option, the DREAM Act would have even less support. The bill introduced by Senator Reid this week included even more modifications, with a lower age limit and deeper background checks.
Well, we've always had, you know, the background checks and such. The age has been somewhat negotiable. But, you know, the crux of the matter is that I believe we'll only have a handful of Republicans in support of the bill. We're trying to expand that, but it's been very, very difficult given the political climate for the Republicans. So it's an uphill battle, and I think for the most part we need to achieve this mostly with Democratic votes. We welcome each and every one of the Republican votes because they're precious and few.
Representative Gonzalez was also recently elected as chair of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus for the 112th Congress, which will begin in January of next year. For Latino USA, I'm Mincho Jacob.